Welcome, Nanaimas. So, did you take notes? What did you think of Aretha? If you haven't heard that, I know it knocked your socks off. It always does when I hear it. And I'll explain why I played it shortly. Welcome to the Sunday, January 18th, 2014, Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. And what we were just listening to was Mary, Don't You Weep by Aretha Franklin. Sisters and brothers, today we're going to be talking about, or we're going to be thinking about seeing hidden power and seeing how they power, the power guys, the global state statesmen, manipulate us, especially with propaganda, or excuse me, essentially with propaganda, with the means of transmission being media and or agents. Last week we asked, is the left brave enough to face some facts? We aren't subjects of states. We're subjects of an interstate system, a global system. The power guys know that. We are never allowed to talk about that. Also, we are prevented from seeing this by being encouraged to chase the red herring. Money is the culprit. And just saying that recalls the words that, unfortunately, we're not going to get to today. And I'll explain. From our three friends from academia in the book Anti-Systemic Movements, and we were just at the point where they were saying, contrary to the facts, contrary to reality, folks continue to not acknowledge that the categories or the distinction state and market is ideological. We were just at that point, contrary to all fact, which brought to mind Bentham. So I put in a quote from Bentham to that, Jeremy Bentham, to that effect, to explain how it is that we can be manipulated into believing something that is contrary to the facts, to reality. And it never is discussed over the airwaves. And that's, I think power has to give thanks to Jeremy Bentham for explaining very clearly how to control public opinion.